I've grown pepper.
Oh, you have?
I've grown pepper, yeah.
Did you grow it?
I put out a pepper plant. I planted it in a ditch, you know, the plant, and it produced pepper. But it wouldn't produce pepper under the ground. It would produce pepper above the ground.
Well, did you ever grow those little things you use in a salad or a relish, those little round red, they grow under the ground, the roots?
No, I don't believe I have.
Relishes or radishes?
I don't know what you have relative to, but I don't believe I have.
Well, like relishes or radishes?
Oh, radishes, yeah, radishes. They grow under the ground. I produce radishes. That's easy. I like them too.
What about onions? What kind of onions? You say you grew onions.
You plant onion set. You put out onion plants, you know, and put it in the ground in a little hole and then pack the dirt around it. It depends on how much onions you want. For the home use, you plant five or six little rows of onions, and that's the way they produce. They produce under the ground, and then you go dig them up, plow them up.
Did you grow any of the small kind that you'd eat the tops of them?
Yeah, well, you need tops of them that you grew on the ground. You can cut the tops off of them and cook them and eat them when they're tender that way.
Is that a different kind?
No, same kind of onion.
What about those little shallots, spring onions, whatever they are, you know, that come up and you eat the whole thing. You eat them when they're just sort of young and fresh. Is that a different kind of onion?
No, it's not a different kind of onion. It depends on the stage you pull them up at. You can pull up when they're half grown or something and cut them up and cut the tops off and eat them too. It makes good seasoning. Onion tops is good seasoning.
Well, you know, you said you grew peas and snap beans. Did you grow any other kind of beans that you'd have to take the shell off?
No, not that I planted snap beans is all I know. And then
what about like some kind of you mean like butter beans or lima beans?
Oh, you mean plant butter beans. Yeah, butter beans.
You did? What kind were they?
Well, butter beans, it produced on top of the ground. It's a bean you plant and it comes up, and you pull them up and pick the tops off of them, and with the beans and everything on it. They produce up above the ground.
Does it make any difference, like, what size or color they are?
No, it doesn't make no size. It depends on you, what stage you want to get them in.
Well, what about have you ever seen those yellow string beans?
Yellow string beans?
Call those butter beans, too? We
call them snap beans.
And what about the cabbages? What kind of size cabbages did you grow?
You plant cabbages with a plant on a row. And then the season would come along and rain and all, make them grow, and finally they come to a head. And when you want a cabbage, you go out and cut the head off even with the ground, and that's the head of cabbage right there. The stalk doesn't mean anything.
What size were they? Are they?
Oh, they'd be 12 or 14 inches around the tops.
So you say cabbages are, I guess they're pretty big here.
Yeah, they're pretty big. Use them as any size, you know. They get up, but that's throwing away money if you don't get full size, you know.
Did you ever take the tops of the turnips and cook a mess of them?
Never did.
You didn't eat turnips?
I ate turnips, but I didn't eat the tops.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Does anybody in America do that?
I don't know. I never have.
Did you use any other greens besides turnip tops? Any other greens?
Not that I know of. Use snap beans and cabbage and lima beans. You use those too. You know, plant those lima beans. And pinto beans is a good pea to plant. Pinto beans.
Well, what is the difference in a lima bean and a butter bean?
Lima bean is smaller than a butter bean.